Here we are, Down Jersey, with a program featuring primarily New Jersey performers of folk music, folk tales, bluegrass, old time, blues, early country, and internationally flavored folk music. And now, here's your host, Jim Albertson.
Thank you, Julie Rose. Welcome, everybody, to the Down Jersey program. Ah, we celebrate the arrival of fall. I don't know about you folks, I've been anticipating the arrival of autumn all summer. We had a hot one this year, and with all the rain and the storms and all, I'm ready for that nice, cool fall weather, and that is what we will celebrate on tonight's program. We get right into the spirit of things with our friend Gene Farnworth. This is a Wendy Bourne composition, and we play it four times a year, every time the seasons change. And, as a matter of fact, what do you know? The name of it is Change of the Seasons. Here's Gene Farnworth from Scotch Plains, New Jersey.
Oh, the change of the seasons. Green turns to red and gold. Red turns to gold, then brown. Brown soon falls down on Mother Earth. And falls as it surely. Oh, the change of the seasons. The rabbit's fur turns pale. The bear in the woods doth sleep. While snow falls down on Mother Earth. And falls as it surely. The change of the seasons. The air turns warm and fawns are born. The lilies are round the lake and all is new with Mother Earth. And all's as it should be. Oh, the change of the seasons. Summer sows spring seeds of hope. Singing fills the sky. The sun shines down on Mother Earth. And all's as it should be. Oh, the change of the seasons. This young woman will yet grow old. Happy therefore is she. She will be one with Mother Earth. And all will be as it should be.
And thank you, Gene Farnworth, Change of the Seasons. Well, another tradition here in autumn is Bluegrass Autumn, and this goes out to Steve and Joe, as a matter of fact. Yeah, those guys are our Bluegrass guys on Tuesday nights at 10 right here on Cruisin' 92.1. And back in the old days, up in Madison, New Jersey, and Bernardsville and Morristown, we had a band called the Bottle Hill Boys, and that morphed into Bottle Hill. And lo and behold, we found the only live concert recording of Bottle Hill from a concert in 1975. Here's the whole gang, and they're celebrating Bluegrass Autumn.
This is called Bluegrass Autumn. Thank you.
We turn now to the pages of Sing Out Magazine, the international magazine of folk music, located at singout.org. For more information about Sing Out, call toll-free 888-SING-OUT. Hey, Jablonski, you can save a dime.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let's see what Sing Out magazine has to say about our next election. In the Fall is the result of a collaboration between Canadian folk singer-songwriter Susan Crow and mandolin whiz John Reichman. Crow's beautiful imagery is the perfect counterpoint to Reichman's solid bluegrass melody. A well-known instrumentalist, John leads the Jaybirds, a staple quartet on the bluegrass circuit that also includes guitarist Jim Nunnally, banjo player Nick Hornbuckle, fiddler Greg Spatz, and bassist Trisha Gagnon, who sings the lead on In the Fall. And John Reichman and company, we feature them every fall with In the Fall. Let's do it right now.
Thank you.
time to hop on our camels and ride out to the Oasis, where we can refresh ourselves with some good music. OasisCD.com, located in Delaware, New Jersey.
All right, from the Oasis Sampler series, there's a whole bunch of them, and this goes back to, well, it's volume 10. that does you folks a lot of good, knowing that it's volume 10. That's not too long ago. Anyway, this is Grand Folk Railroad. That's right, I said Grand Folk Railroad. And the song is Fall Drive. Now, they're based in West Babylon, New York. The album is True North, and the lead singer and songwriter, Susan Cohen, is known for her big voice and finely crafted songs. Along with Mike Christensen's tasty production, they transcend traditional folk music and bring it to a new level. That's what the good folks at Oasis have to say about Fall Drive. Here is Grand Folk Railroad.
Pumpkins litter the fields, muddy shoes on the mats of the car floor. Never a more perfect day. Tires crunching the sand on the road. Busy harvest this year, rays of sunlight reflecting off shiny red steel. At a stand by the road, cider donuts and pies next to sweet.
After the big hurricane a couple weeks ago, I was cleaning out the basement and I came upon a box of CDs that I had misplaced. And there's one I haven't seen in a while by an old friend from up in the Rutgers University coffee house and folk club scene of many years ago. We've lost touch over the years, but it was good to come across this album. All of these songs are written by David Berger. And the particular one that I chose from his album fits right in our theme tonight. So This is for David Berger up there. He recorded this live at the Watchung Arts Center. He's around Franklin, New Jersey. And it's Autumn's Embrace. And Dave's got a great internet address. Boyga King. Spelled B-O-Y-G-A-K-I-N-G. Boyga King. So, David, here you go. Autumn's Embrace.
Harvest moon in the sky and a chill in the air. Crackle the leaves on the ground and a tear in her eye. Summer's fading song was like the fog rolling in. And autumn was approaching, just like a long-lost friend. The orange, yellow, red fell to the ground as the tree softly shed their summer wedding gowns. She turned to me and cried, "When did this season end? Where did when did it begin?" Smell the burning leaves, smoke trails the distant sky. Hometown heroes with the falls in their eyes. Wind whipping leaves and the frost is on the ground. Our gentle reminders, autumn's embrace around. Memories of summer, they'll fade from view. Down at the shore, another season is through. The boats are empty, hollow and still. Now that autumn is flows with your words. I hear the sound of the southern flying of birds. I taste the sweetness of the harvest so near. Now that autumn is here. Smell the burning leaves, smoke trails the distant sky. Harvest moon in the sky and a chill in the air.
All right, and that goes out to David Berger, from David Berger, by David Berger. A lot of burgers. This is Stacy Phillips. He's from up in New York. And boy, are there a lot of good musicians backing him up on this one. This is from an album dedicated to the dobro or the resophonic guitar. And let me rattle some paper here and tear this little booklet out of the CD. And I know Stacy has a bunch of good folks with him on this one. Let's see who that may be. Oh, yeah, David Greer on guitar. Allison Brown on banjo. Remember, Allison Brown will be coming to the Performing Arts Center at Cumberland County College right here in Vineland in the Spring. Stuart Duncan on fiddle, Ronnie McCory on mandolin. Oh, the McCory boys, yeah, they're getting around. And one of the great ones, Mark Schatz on bass. This is The Last Rose of Autumn, and on dobro, Stacy Phillips.
Listening to Down Jersey with Jim Albertson on WVLT Cruisin' 92.1 FM, Vineland, New Jersey. Get your pencil, get your paper. It's time to find out what's happening roundabout Down Jersey.
All right, let's find out what's happening roundabout Down Jersey. Oh, if you haven't been to the Charlesworth, hey Steve, you know there's something fishy going on down there in Fortescue, New Jersey. Yes, sirree, the Charlesworth is going to be closing for the season. The last weekend will be the weekend of October 1st and 2nd. So you still have a little time to get down there and enjoy that great view of the Delaware Bay and also some of the finest seafood in the area. They have rooms at the hotel. What a treat. It's the other Jersey Shore where it's peaceful and quiet. Give Shirley a call. Find out what's going on. Find out the directions on where to go and how to get there. Shirley's number is 856-447-4928. 856 area code 447-4928. The Charlesworth Hotel and Restaurant. Good. The Bay Atlantic Symphony, they're having their big, big special at the Borgata Casino and Hotel in Atlantic City this Sunday, September 25th. The show starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it features the sounds of Motown. There's going to be some singing groups and some soloists, and oh, what a treat. If it's as good as the Beatles theme last year, this is going to be nothing short of spectacular. Contact BayAtlanticSymphony.org, BayAtlanticSymphony.org. John Cohen, the great filmmaker and old-time musician who was the founding member of the New Lost City Ramblers, he's going to be playing with a young old-time band. How about that? A young old-time band. The Dustbusters. And they will be featured for the Brandywine Friends of Old Time Music Friday, September 30th at 8 o'clock. Those concerts take place at the Unitarian Fellowship Hall on Willow Road in Newark, Delaware. For information about the entire concert series, go online, brandywinefriends.org, brandywinefriends.org. Here's the phone number in Delaware, area code 302-321-6466, 321-6466, 302 area. And the good folks who have all that old-time music over there in Delaware, they're having a nice festival on Saturday and Sunday, October 1st and 2nd. It's called the Harvest Moon Festival, and for further information, go to that BrandywineFriends.org or the phone number again, 321-6466 in the 302 area. They'll tell you all about it. The Celtic group over in Delaware, GreenWillow.org, they are going to be at the Grand Opera House putting on a terrific show on Tuesday, October 4th at 8 o'clock. The great Paul McKenna Band is coming over from Scotland, along with a Celtic band called Comas. So, boy, there's going to be some fiddling, I'm sure, and some great Celtic music, as the Green Willow always does a great job at presenting. GreenWillow.org, GreenWillow.org. And the Berries, they open the Apple Farm season at the Coffee House there in the Art Gallery. Their first Friday concert series begins, and that's Friday, October 7th at 8 o'clock. AppleFarm.org for information. Remember, it's not the apple on the tree. It is a person's name, APPEL, Apple Farm. Toll free, 800-394-1211. 394-1211 in the 800 toll-free area. The Berries are a father-daughter group with some additional musicians, and they were at the Philadelphia Folk Festival this year. So that's what's happening roundabout down Jersey. Oh, I heard from our old buddy Jim Murphy, who is the head honcho of the Pine Barrens bluegrass and country band. And he's going to be playing around the area. They're going to be doing a program on this coming weekend. It's the Duck Decoy Show, and that's up at Tip Seaman Park in Tuckerton. A big event every year this Saturday and Sunday at 12 noon on throughout the course of the day. On the 24th, in fact, the evening of that festival, Jim Murphy and the Pine Barrens will be at Albert Hall. It's not Royal Albert Hall in London. It's royal to the folks in the Pine Barrens, alberthall.com. Or is that .org? I think it's .org. Yeah, check out both if you're not sure, because I'm not. Hey, check this one out. Jim Murphy's going to be appearing with the one and only Tony Trischka at the Strand Theater in Lakewood on Sunday, October 2nd. That's going to be at 7 in the evening. October 8th, they'll be back at Wells Mills Park in Ware Town. Ware Town, it's up there. You know where it is. And I've got some more things that are coming up later. Let's listen right now to the good old country sound of Jim Murphy and the Pine Barrens.
On an autumn day in days of yore, we drive on down to the Jersey shore, on a country road that wound around the Jersey pines to Chatsworth Town. Chatsworth Town, Chatsworth Town, stay a while, stroll around, stay too long, you'll settle down.
spend your days in Chatsworth Town. Stop at Busby's General Store, a lady greets you at the door. It's like no place you've been before, with books and piney craft galore. Chatsworth Town, stay a while, stroll around, stay too long, you'll settle down. Spend your days in Chatsworth Town. A Cheshire Cat, Pumpkin by name, rules the house as his domain. He keeps the mice and bats at bay, wakes the lady at the break of day. Chatsworth Town, stay a while, stroll around, stay too long, you'll settle down. Spend your days in Chatsworth Town. Before you leave, be sure to see the outback house beneath the tree, with a half moon carved right in the door, the way it was in days of yore. Chatsworth Town, stay a while, stroll around, stay too long, you'll settle down. Spend your days in Chatsworth Town. Stay too long, you'll settle down. And spend your days in Chatsworth Town.
Yes, siree, Chatsworth Town. That's a nice place to go on a nice autumn afternoon. And they have several festivals each year in Chatsworth, and the old country store is still there. I wonder if that big old orange cat that Jim was talking about, I wonder if he's still there. Yeah, he was something. He's the king of that country store, I want to tell you. You got to be on your guard. Well, the big concert season is underway at the Grand Opera House in Wilmington, Delaware, a place that I frequent quite often. What a great building they have, a great theater, two theaters actually, the main hall and what they call the Baby Grand, the smaller theater, and the studios for dancing, a great place. They have something going on almost every night. Let me tell you what's going on Sunday evening, October 2nd at 7 o'clock. The one and only Jerry Jeff Walker will be there, and you're going to hear some good Texas swing music, I'm sure. You're going to hear some of Jerry Jeff's hits, including the one that we're going to play for you tonight. I would guess that David Bromberg will be making an appearance. I don't have an official word on that, but David played for years with Jerry Jeff Walker, and that is probably a good likelihood. So, here's how you can get information not only about Jerry Jeff Walker's concert on Sunday, but you can get information about the entire season. Toll-free, 800-37-GRAND. That's 800-37-GRAND, G-R-A-N-D. Or online, tickets@thegrand.org. That's tickets@thegrand.org. Well, here's his big hit. This has been recorded by so many people, I'm sure the royalty checks keep rolling in. Mr. Bojangles, Jerry Jeff Walker. Eyes of age, spoke right out. I'll be looking for some of you South Jersey folks over there at the Grand on Sunday night. Now, we take some of the back roads from Millville over to Wilmington, but you can head right on out US 40 there past the Cowtown Rodeo, and it's really not too far. And I'll tell you, Wilmington is really easy to get around in the evening, and the parking garage is right there at the Grand Opera House. So head on over there sometime if you've never seen the theater. It's really quite something to see. Mr. Bob Franke, one of our great American songwriters. Years and years ago, Bob and a whole bunch of folks, including my old buddy Papa John Kolstad. Hey, I just found out Papa John is running for mayor of Minneapolis. Yeah, he's thrown his hat into the ring, and John has a whole bunch of hats from years of traveling on the road. Well, anyway, they formed a group called the Wildflowers. It was a musicians cooperative. They figured musicians really shouldn't compete against each other. They should complement each other and help each other out. And so they formed the Wildflowers Co-op, and Bob Franke was an important part of that group. His album is called Brief Histories, and from that album, this is one of Bob Franke's original creations, To Plant in Autumn. And all of the songs in this are about, up in the Salem area and different places in and around Boston as well. Bob Franke, To Plant in Autumn. Just right to finish up our fall program tonight, Down Jersey.
Let us be true, in spite of all that time can do, while starry armies clamor for the blessings that are ours. Love, let us fight against the coming of the night with foolish little candles that we raise up to the stars. To plant in autumn seems like such a foolish thing, but how do flowers bloom in spring? All that we know, all that we ever know is nothing but a hymn we sing in shadow to a veiled and vacant sky. All that we see in shadow, yet the shadows seem to shape themselves to someone who might listen to our cry. To plant in autumn seems like such a foolish thing, but how do flowers bloom in spring? Time, as they say, is like a river, and the river bears away our muddy bodies as it passes to the sea. Day after day, we see the sun on water, unaware how precious are the moments as they flow through you and me. A foolish thing, but how do flowers bloom in spring? Love, let us sing. Love, let us wonder. Let us try to sing the passing of these moments and their taste upon our tongue. Such moments bring their gifts of wondering and remembering, compassion for the dying and compassion for the young. To plant in autumn seems like such a foolish thing, but how do flowers bloom in spring?
That's our program for tonight. You've been listening to Down Jersey with Jim Albertson, heard every Thursday evening at 9 over WVLT Radio, Cruise at 92.1 FM, Vineland, New Jersey. I'm your announcer, Julia Rose Albertson.
Oh, thank you, Julia Rose, and a big thank you, too, to Steve Shelton. He is our production engineer here on the Down Jersey program. You can find Steve Shelton in his spare time, what little he has of it, at the Factory Outlet Sewing Machine and Vacuum Cleaner Center, located on 608 Landis Avenue in Vineland, New Jersey. Steve not only sells new vacuum cleaners and sewing machines, but he does repair work on them as well, and those machines are as good as new after Steve is through tinkering with them. He also likes to work on old clocks. If you have the big old cuckoo clocks and the old, maybe even the cat clock with the eyes that go back and forth and the tail swish in there from back in the 50s, oh, Steve works on them too. He loves to tinker with the old clocks. And Steve Shelton gets together with his buddy Joe Merlino, the previously mentioned dobro player, and they put on the Bluegrass Hour and Country Classics program every Tuesday evening at 10, right here on Cruisin' 92.1. Thanks to Jim Kincaid, chief cook and bottle washer of the Cumberland Salem Guide, your guide where to go, what to do, what to see, roundabout Down Jersey, available for free at fine stores throughout southern New Jersey. Don't forget, we have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week archive where you can go and listen to 6 months' worth of old Down Jersey programs. And you can do that by going on WVLT.com/Down Jersey. That's WVLT.com/Down Jersey. You can listen to Down Jersey anytime. We're going to go out tonight with a song called Autumn Afternoon. Actually, it's a tune, and this and some other beautiful piano creations are written by a fellow from Turnersville, New Jersey, David Michael Walsh, and you're going to hear some real nice piano music from his album, Castle of Dreams. We give you a 20-minute extra segment on the 24-hour archive. Till next week for our on-air broadcast and internet stream on Thursday evenings at 9, this is your host, Jim Albertson, saying good night, folks, and good night, Rochelle, wherever you are. Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha.
It won't be long, yeah, 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 it won't be long, yeah, 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 it won't be long, yeah, till Jim's Lunch opens for the season in Millville, oh yeah.
Thank you.